back. Episode 56 of Zero Carb Journal. And how are you guys? Matt here. Nice to see you guys. Happy New Year. I hope you had a great week and a great holiday and a great celebration and all of that. I sure did. And yeah, nice to be here in 2019, huh? So how are you guys doing? Hope you're doing great. So I'm sitting here, it's, 7 in the morning, 7:15 or so, pouring rain out there, pretty messy, and, my staking video is just about to go live for you guys. I got it uploaded yesterday and scheduled to go while I talk to you here, so hopefully by the time you've seen, or by the time you see this one, you will have seen my staking video, so welcome to that one, too. So anyways, here we are, celebrating a week of beef only, and I really hope that those of you who have participated have been having a great week and are feeling really good. I know the first week can be profound, and you can have some great moments, and it can also be really difficult for some people, and it's challenging for some folks and real easy for others. And so I'd love to hear about your experiences. I hope you're having a really good week. Hope you're on the easy side of it. And, I hope my staking video at least gives you an idea of maybe something else to try, or maybe something you never need to try, whatever it might be. Maybe it'll just give you someone to hang out with for a few minutes while you eat your meat. So, yeah, so week of beef only, everyone. How'd it go for you? Hopefully pretty well. I haven't had a chance to get caught up on all the other releases for this week. I'm hoping to do that today. So I've had a great week. I went back to work this week and I've been really busy. Actually, after the holiday ended on Wednesday there, I went back to building a boat, and I've got a big project going right now. And I worked yesterday, Saturday all day, and Friday and Thursday and Wednesday, and I'm tired. I'm already all beat up from kneeling on the metal, and cold out there, and I'm all twisted up underneath the dashboard, and I'm not complaining. It actually feels really good to be back. It felt great. It felt good to be back in there hanging out with some humans again and talking to people, and it felt really good to be moving forward financially, and it just felt good to be working and being useful and being valued again. I remember that from last year, how much I appreciated that, and it's happening again, and it does feel really good, and already I'm already really wound deep into the project, and I am entangled, unfortunately, and so I haven't been sleeping that well. I wake up in the middle of the night and think about how I'm going to wire all that stuff, and so I guess I'm already invested and owning it and carrying it around with me in my head, so that's the part that I'm not that great at managing, and probably one of the reasons why I don't like to do it that much, because it just seems to dominate my whole life. So I'll be looking forward to getting this boat done, but it is a challenge and a big project. We'll be on it for a month or a couple months probably, and I'm actually really looking forward to the challenge and looking forward to building a really nice boat. So anyway, so that's been great. Been good to get back to work, but because of that, I haven't had much time. I remembered now what it's like getting back home at 5 o'clock without having eaten, and the house is cold and needs a fire, and I got a lot of stuff to manage. It seems like this week all of a sudden everything cropped up. There was a lot of details to take care of for the renters and stuff to take care of around the house, and dogs chasing my sheep out of the pasture, and I spent a lot of time sort of working and then dealing with other stuff. So anyways, I haven't had much time to catch up with all you guys. So hopefully I'll do that today. I'm going to try and rest. I'm really tired. My body is beat up. So I'm going to try and chill today and catch up with you guys. And yeah, so anyways, I hope you're doing great. I'm doing great. In terms of food, you guys, I had a really simple week. I just ate my burgers. I don't think I strayed at all. I did my steak in for you guys, but that was the last time I did that, last Sunday. Yes, I do have something to tell you about. But I ate that last Sunday, and then pretty much just burgers all week. And with my work schedule, I have mentioned to you guys in the past how when I started working last spring, I sort of found myself naturally on a one meal a day schedule. And so this week I've been doing that. I've been eating at night and I haven't been forcing it. I just kind of ate until I didn't feel like eating anymore and then stopped. And, you know, that is still only about a regular meal size. It's only about half of my daily intake. So I definitely lost some energy, pounds. Well, both. But, you know, it's sort of like I get to this part of the week and I can tell I haven't been eating enough. My pants are sort of falling off and I kind of have a deep hunger. So I'm probably going to eat a lot today and just kind of hang out. But generally, my week was pretty chill. And I ate some smaller meals. And, you know, it's definitely, the farther I go down this road, the more I realize that the big meals do really affect me. When I have those smaller meals, when I don't eat as much during a day, I mean, it's not enough. I need to eat more during the day. But when I don't eat as much, man, my digestive system is just flat calm. I mean, of course, that makes sense, but I'm still eating some, and it's interesting the difference. It really changes. You know, I've been doing great, but I get even better when I don't eat enough, which isn't something I'm going to do. It's just an observation that certainly the amount of food I eat also has an effect. And so, you know, if you're someone who's new to this and is struggling, I highly recommend you space your meals out and eat in smaller meals, at least if you're having issues like I do, because I know I do struggle to process large meals, and it can set me back. So I do have something to bring up with regards to my health and zero carbon. I don't remember exactly. I'm going to try and, it's been a while, and I've been thinking about the boat and everything else, and I sort of forgot about it. It was Sunday. It was after I made the steak and video. And I ate the steak, and I know what it was. So when I went to my parents' place, my family house for Christmas, I stopped and bought frozen pre-made burgers at the Restaurant Depot-type store. And I enjoyed them, and I think I talked about them, but I don't really like them that much. But I ate them. So I've been eating, you know, I bought a 10-pound box, and so I ate them for that week. Well, Sunday was the remainder of them, and so I ate them, I think, twice on Sunday, along with my steak. And I'd been kind of noticing that they sort of, you know, as time was going on, it seemed like they were sort of messing up my digestion a little bit. Well, Sunday night, sure enough, later that night, I kind of went to bed with a little bit of my stomach a little bit sore. And then later that night, I had that feeling I had this summer that I recognize now. It's not my autoimmune stuff acting up. It's that inability to pass or process tougher, like tendons and nerves and, you know, whatever gets through in the grinding process in those hamburgers. And I've talked about it when I would do my roasts or when I eat steaks, you know, I have to avoid those kinds of bits, you know, gristly bits, but there was quite a few of those in the burgers. And I started noticing them as I was chewing them and sort of paying attention, going, well, that feels kind of tough. Cause I was starting to notice my stomach being a little sore after eating them. And sure enough, Sunday night, I woke up in the middle of the night and I was sick. I had the sweats and the bad pain. And I came down and, you know, I just forced myself to vomit. It was about 1 a.m. And yeah, sure enough, I vomited just a very little bit. Sorry for the details. But sure enough, there was some little fatty bits stuck in my stomach that wouldn't process and wouldn't go through. And that's what causes a lot of my issues. If I'm having, you know, the nausea or the sort of sore stomach that I seem to get if I eat too much fat. And now I'm realizing it's mostly too much tough connective tissue, it seems like. Although fat does do it as well, but now I'm starting to get a little more, you know, I'm starting to pinpoint a little more. So I'm not sure if I ate too much of tender fat if that would happen, or if that's strictly things that won't pass. So when I first started on this journey of discovering my, you know, trying to figure out what was wrong with me, one of my observations that I made about my, you know, function is that I always have I've never really had firm stool in my life. And I'm sorry to give details, but that's how it goes. When it was firm enough to hold together, it would never be much bigger than a pencil. So I've always had tiny, tiny, tiny passing through, and because of what's been going on in my stomach, I often wondered if I had like an obstruction at the end of just right outside my stomach going into the ileum. And I think I still suspect that there's something there, like a smaller opening or something like that. I mean, it's been a problem since I was a tiny, tiny boy. And I never did get an endoscopy. You know, I just had the, or wait, how does that work? I can't remember now. It's too early in the morning. Well, anyways, I had never had the one that goes down from the mouth into the stomach, so I don't have any data there. But I think after these years of chasing these symptoms, whether it's my digestive, my bile isn't strong enough, or there isn't enough of it after I've digested, you know, a certain amount to digest those bits, or whether there just isn't enough room, they just don't digest in my stomach, and I can't pass them. I don't know. But it makes me sick, and I got sick on Sunday, and it wasn't bad, and I woke up and vomited and then went back to bed, and I had not the best day Monday. I was pretty tired, but yeah, you know, all of it's pretty good. It's positive, right? I mean, it just continues to give me affirmation and verify and help me identify the things that give me issues. So I think I will probably avoid those frozen burgers from now on in high volume. You know, one meal is no big deal for me, or a few of them at a restaurant or whatever. It doesn't bother me. But, you know, that day I ate probably 16 of them or something like that. They were 5 to a pound. So, yeah, no, I actually probably ate more like 20 or more. So, anyways, don't eat 20 hamburgers in one day or crappy hamburgers. At least that's what I learned. So yeah, so let's see, what else can I talk to you about? So, you know, we talked last week a little bit about the canary in the coal mine thing. Thanks so much for your comments, you guys, by the way. Dean, your comments about the orchard were really, really resonated with me. I enjoyed reading that. Thank you. And Robin, yeah, great stuff, huh? And all, you know, everyone else as well. But I remember your two comments specifically right now, and I really appreciated them. So thank you. Yeah, I sure wish the people that we loved would recognize that if it's affecting us that deeply, it's probably affecting everybody at some level. So, and that takes me back to that feeling that concept of perspective that I talked about a few weeks ago, and how, you know, people will say things like, oh, well, everyone's different, and everyone has to find out what works for them. And, you know, I it's so frustrating, because I feel that probably every human would thrive on this diet, but there is a barrier to entry. I mean, that transition period is no joke. And everyone, not everyone, but many people go through that time, and your body feels like it's telling you that this is a terrible idea. So I don't fault people for not being able to get there. But at the same time, it's so hard to see that, because, you know, you want to be like, we know what it's like over there, but you don't know what it's like over here. Get over here. And, you know, I was just thinking about it, because I was thinking about my friends who've gone like 2 weeks. And it happened this week. I got a call from a dear friend, someone I care about so much, my friend who has had issues his whole life with pancreatitis, I believe, and far more serious than I've ever experienced illness. And he called me this week, and we had talked back in December around the first part of the month, and he's 18 days in, and it was awesome to hear that. I had no idea he was going to do it, and I was hopeful. But he said he hasn't bled, which is totally unusual. Apparently he would, you know, have bloody stools daily, and he said he hasn't bled in 18 days, and he said that's unbelievable. But, you know, he was struggling with the transition, and he was struggling with, you know, just the mental things that go through everybody. Geez, it's hard to eat without anything on it. I keep putting mustard and spices on it, and I can't get away from them. And, what about this and what about that? And, you know, I just would like to say, my other friend who tried it got to 2 weeks, and he was like, man, I just felt so bad, and then ate a banana and felt better. And you know, and he expressed the same thing that everyone expresses, that I must be different. I'm not cut out for this diet. This diet doesn't work as well for me. I need a little bit of carbs. And I just have, you know, I just wish, and I do hope, I think it's a journey. I do think those people, even the ones who stay with, you know, 20 or 50 grams of carbs a day, I think, you know, will become easier to get there. But the one thing I'd like to say to those people, so if you guys are listening, or if anyone who's going through that is listening, and you get to 2 weeks, and you feel like you just have to have a little something, and you have a little something, but then you recognize you feel better, you know, pretty clean, you go for another week with just meat, and then you have a little something because you feel like you have to, your body tells you have to, or you feel like you're better with it. I just want to tell you something. You know, I used to smoke tobacco, because my European filmmaker friends got me sucked into it because they would always smoke their weed with their tobacco, and so I got hooked on their tobacco while smoking the weed with them. And then I'd come home and I'd be addicted to tobacco, which was terrible. Much rather just smoke the pot than the tobacco. But anyways, when I was addicted to tobacco, I would be able to stop for a week or so, and then guess what? It would feel like I really, 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 my body, everything my body was telling me that that was a terrible idea, and I would smoke a cigarette and I would feel so much better. And so that happens with drinking alcohol. It happens, not that I've experienced it, but you know, if you're addicted to heroin or cocaine or something like that, yeah, you know, you make a choice that you think you should change some part of your life, and you stop doing those things, and you get a little ways in, and your body tells you this is a terrible idea. You feel awful right now. That you're killing me. You need to have a banana. And so you eat a banana, you feel a million times better. Well, I gotta say, I don't think it's because the banana's good for you. I think it's because everything in your body, especially your microbiome, but for whatever reason you are, and I the word is not, I mean, I think it's appropriate, but I know it's a strong word, but you're addicted to those carbohydrates, and your body believes that it needs them, and it will do everything it can to force you to go back to them, and you won't get past it until you break that, and breaking it is hard. So, I mean, it's very hard. So, yeah, so I just wanted to bring that up because I know, and I keep reading, you know, we're getting a lot of folks. It's the new year, a lot of people trying this for the first time. We're in the first week, so you guys, if you haven't hit that point, you probably will. And so I just would like to say, just stay strict. It doesn't mean you're never going to get to have carbs again. You don't need to say, you know, I'll never eat a banana, but just don't have one for 30 days, you know, 60 if you can make it, 90 is even better. But tell yourself, you know, that you'll treat yourself once you've made it past the hump, if that's what you need to do. I don't know if that's the best plan. That's not what I did. I told myself I was never eating that crap again. So I don't know what the best angle is, but if you're really struggling and you just feel like, you know, I get to that point, I just have to have it, just set that bar farther out. Just lean into it. Just accept that it's going to be difficult and it's going to be a big challenge and it's going to suck. And just embrace it and lean into the suck and just feel like that's what you're doing right now. You are a warrior and you can carry that, you know? And get through that first 30 days and get through that first 60 days. And yeah, it's hard. And yeah, it sucks when you know, really feel like you want, need, have to have whatever else it is. But it's an illusion. You don't need it. And maybe you'll get to 30 days or 60 days and you'll go back and have that banana and you will feel better. And maybe you do better with carbs. And that's great. You know, you will have learned that, but you will not have learned that unless you first tried with to go without. And that's the biggest thing. And that brings me back to that point of perspective and people not being able to see up the road around the corner. And us who are here at Zero Carb, being able to remember what it was like being a carb eater, because we've all come from that point of view. I don't think anyone here grew up thinking, you know, eating only meat is healthy and the right thing for me to do. You know, some people might have preferred that, but they still had to buck the system. You know, I definitely didn't. I preferred vegetables and I definitely felt like those were healthy. And it took a long time to get here. And I definitely felt like you know, they were a requirement. My body needed them and all that stuff. So it's just impossible to know how you will see it once you're here. So please just try, you know, stay, buckle yourself into your seat, stay in your seat while we go through the turbulence here, and you'll get to the other side and you'll end up on your beautiful vacation. I promise, I promise, I promise. It's just amazing. And that whole thing we always say about it, you know, we all the carnivores say, yeah, you know, you think you're going to miss that stuff, but when you get here, you really don't. It's really true. And I know it's really hard to believe. And you definitely won't believe it standing over there eating carbs on that side of the fence. But it's true. Once you're here, you really don't miss that stuff. I mean, like I've said many times, you miss it in a nostalgic way. You don't hate it. I think fondly of my peanut butter and chocolate ice cream that I used to just love. But I don't miss it, you know? I don't feel like my life is missing by not, like my life is missing something by not getting to eat that. I've done it. I don't really want to do it again. It's kind of like how when I was 18, I did beer bongs. I did it. It was fun at the time. I don't want to do it again. That's not how I want to go through life. And I don't want to go through life, you know, just living on the pleasure of peanut butter and chocolate ice cream at the expense of all the costs that it comes with. And it comes with costs for everybody. You know, for me, maybe they're higher than they are for you. But I do believe that everyone, it comes with costs. And I believe after, you know, looking at my family and people in my life that, you know, they aren't really even aware of the costs. And no one is. I'm not blaming them. I mean, I wasn't aware how much this dietary change could do for me. So yeah. So I just sure hope people, you know, get adventurous, recognize that they don't know what they don't know, and that they won't hurt themselves by trying and learning. And jump over here for 30 days and learn. And then, you know, go back to what you want, the other thing you want to do, and learn. See what's better for you. I mean, find your best life, you know? Find your best way of living. Why would you not? You only have one shot here, you guys. And it's not long, you know? Might be done next, you know, by 10 o'clock. I might not be here. So my goal is to hopefully, you know, do it as good as I can every minute I'm here, and so to sacrifice that for that little bit of not even pleasure anymore of like peanut butter and chocolate ice cream. You know, it used to be when I was 10, and even when I was 20 and 30, I enjoyed it. But I certainly can remember that enjoyment without re-experiencing it. And the little bit of stuff like that I put on my tongue, it's not, you know, you think it's in your mouth, but you have to swallow it, right? If it was just the flavor, you could spit it out, but that isn't what's happening. It's the addiction, you guys. It's your body wanting those carbs and your brain, so, and your gut brain. So anyway, so enough about that. I think I'm going to go now. We're coming up on time for the premiere, so I tried to do a premiere on YouTube, but I didn't do it right, actually. I was just going to show up here for you guys to watch, but this will be uploaded long after that, so you've already seen that. So anyways, I'm gonna go and get with you guys online and enjoy the rest of my day, and I hope you guys do the same. I hope you guys have a great week. I hope Wobo Week of Beef Only has been fantastic for you if you've been participating. If this is your first week to zero carb, welcome, and I sure hope it's going great. If there's anything at all I can do to offer you some support, some advice or guidance, please let me know in the comments, reach out, and the rest of our community as well is always willing to help, it seems like, and it's really been wonderful to see. Thank you guys so much for that, but we're making a difference, you guys, all of us, those of you who are new, those of you who have been here for a while, and we're getting some momentum. You know, every time I hear from someone like my friend or someone out there like Kuhner or any of you folks, Natasha, thank you for your comments. You know, any of you folks who mention that I'm making a difference or that we're making a difference, you know, it means so much to me. So thank you. I'm not going to stop. I'll keep doing it in 2019. And together we will all make progress and get better. So alrighty, that's enough for now, you guys. I hope you have a really good week. I hope you feel good and continue on your path and are able to stick to it. And I'll be here for you. If you need me, let me know what I can do to help. I'm going to be working, so I won't be here that much, but I'll try to get back and do what I can for you. And if I don't see you before then, I will see you next week. So thanks as always, you guys, as always, for listening and watching, for being out there, for your support and comments. And yeah. Have a great week. I'll see you next week. All right. See ya.